This is the Radio Academy podcast. My name is Christian Hugill, and every week, not only do we give you a new thing to listen to, but we also give you a bit of an insight into how audio projects come about and some secrets of how they were made. This week, we're focusing on a companion podcast. They usually sit alongside anything from a book series, a musical, a film, or in this case, a TV sitcom.
Hi, my name is Leon, and I played Ralph in a BBC One series, Ralph and Katie.
I'm Pookie, and I play Ralph's mum, Louise. And in this podcast, we're going to be taking a closer look at each of the episodes of Ralph and Katie. We'll be chatting about all of the episodes together, and we'll have some very special guests along the way.
Inside the World of Ralph and Katie was made by the wonderful people at Audio Always. You are about to hear from Joe Meek, who is head of factual and development there, Becky Green, who produced the pod, and first, Jules Hussey, who is the producer of the TV series. So, Jules, what do we need to know?
Ralph and Katie is a six-part, half hours each, drama comedy series for BBC One, produced by ITV Studios. It's a spin-off from a series called The A Word, which did three successful series. Throughout the course of the series, there was a regular character called Ralph, played by Leon Harrop, a young man with Down syndrome. Towards the end of series three, he met a character called Katie, played by Sarah Gordy, and they married. And Ralph and Katie is a spin-off with those two characters, played by those two actors. And it covers the first year of married life of a newly married couple who happen to have Down syndrome, but that is not the focus of the stories.
Now, the eagle-eared amongst our listeners will have noticed that for the first time on the Radio Academy podcast, we've started by talking about a television programme. On the Radio Academy podcast, it's quite shocking. So, Joe, explain where a podcast came into the equation.
Well, we started talking to BBC Sounds, to Louise Cattenhorn and her team, about doing a podcast that would kind of take us behind the scenes. And I say that kind of reluctantly, really, because I think that what we wanted to do was really go beneath the surface of what was quite a... Ralph and Katie is a phenomenal TV series. And I think that what we wanted to do was showcase the talent within that series, but also how it was made.
Everything is not as it seems in the magic of television, is it, Leon?
No,
it all looks seamless, doesn't it? But there was quite a few little anomalies, shall we say, when we were filming. I wonder if there's a way we can find out more about that.
Yeah, we can.
Who should we ask?
Jules! Jewel, can you please take us inside the world of Ralph and Katie?
Episode 3, set in springtime. What happened when we were filming episode 3?
It was absolutely pouring down.
And what else came down that should have been in the Christmas episode?
No.
The inside information from episode 3 of Ralph and Katie is when it's snowing in the garden, because it really was snowing and it wasn't meant to be. So we put a quick little line in where Brian says, "Global warming, eh? Was it cold?"
It was absolutely freezing.
I think Jules can talk really well about kind of how that series developed and the amazing way that it was inclusive and accessible. And I think for us, it was about not just talking about the TV series and what happens in the drama, but also showcasing this amazing kind of production. It was the conversation started with BBC Sounds, and then we started talking both to BBC Sounds and to Jules, who was across the TV series.
I'd never done a podcast in my life. One of the reasons I was asked to be involved, which is quite unusual for companion pieces, for a producer to be involved, was because of the working practices we put in place for Leon. It was really important to have Leon or Sarah be one of the hosts. But obviously Leon has a great support network, and it was really important for him to have someone to support him in the podcast. So that's why we chose Pookie, who plays his on-screen mum. And then I helped the team to put together themes, guest lists, and make sure that we had content that Leon could understand, could ask us questions about, and he could talk confidently and warmly about. So there was a lot of kind of different working practice, even with the podcast, a lot of playing around. And what's interesting is at the start of the TV series, everyone was very aware that one of the features of Down syndrome is a thick tongue, and therefore quite often problems with enunciations. There are words that both Sarah and Leon struggle to say. So to go from that concern 6 months ago to Leon hosting a podcast is, I'm going to swear, is fantastic. It's so fantastic that a disability that is associated with difficulties in enunciation has resulted in a man hosting a podcast, I think is just such a massive tick.
And let's be honest, so much of podcast is storytelling. Becky, it sounds to me like this is a TV programme that had a lot more story to tell than just the TV programme that we see on the telly. Is that part of the reason why you decided that a podcast was an appropriate companion for the TV series?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think anyone who watches the TV series would understand that. I think you want to know more. You want to know more about the people doing it. You want to know more about the characters. We say ourselves, me and Joe, like, we've learned so much making this podcast in a great way. And it was just a joy, really, to be in the room. And the whole, again, Jules will be able to talk more about this, but the way they filmed the TV show, everybody we talked to, it just seemed to be fun and light and joyful. And they danced in between takes. And, you know, they did things in ways that probably aren't usual on TV sets or all TV shows and TV sets. But it created this little bit of magic on the screen.
And then it created the magic in a studio.
Yeah.
And we're in the studio now that we recorded the 6 episodes of Inside the World of Ralph and Katie. And that was brought together. So Becky and I have got lots of experience in audio and radio and podcasts. And we were so privileged to work with Jules that taught us a massive amount of what it takes to bring a production together very, very quickly for anyone and for everyone, and to be inclusive and joyous and fun. But also, if you listen to Inside the World of Ralph and Katie, you'll hear some quite challenging things. You hear Leon and his mum talk about being in hospital and the conversations that were had when Leon was born. I sat outside the studio crying at some of those stories. And that came from the world of a drama, but it also came within a production that was full of joy and fun, and everybody was welcome. And I learned so much from working alongside what essentially was a TV production.
And I need to really say a big shout out to the BBC Sounds team and you guys, because also we have to mention we had a trainee on Ralph and Katie called Claire May Minette, who is a broadcast trained professional with mosaic Down syndrome. And she was a trainee on the series, shooting behind the scenes material, and Audio Always invited her to be an assistant producer on the series. So she is a guest in episode 2, was it?
2, yeah.
So also having a learning disabled Down syndrome contributor, you know, and producer, is also showing that radio is a fantastic medium for training people up and involving everybody and being fully inclusive.
You've took the words out of my mouth there, Jules, because it was really interesting to me that earlier you said, listen, we have Down syndrome actors, but actually that's not really the point of the TV programme. It's a sitcom about a newly married couple. That's the point. But I'm guessing you guys felt that a podcast was the appropriate form to dig into actually why it is significant putting actors with Down syndrome at the very front of this. Because I remember there was a really similar, really positive reaction when Coronation Street cast one of its main characters with Down syndrome. There's so much to talk about. And did you guys feel that a podcast was the appropriate place to talk about that?
I think any environment's the right place to talk about it, because we should be talking about it. I think the podcast allowed, as Becky and Joe said, allowed us to delve in a little deeper into the real people and the real stories behind the fiction. So having Claire May, having Leon, having Sarah, having our creative coach, Jess Mabel-Jones, having our director, Jordan Hogg, who has cerebral palsy, having all those people talk about how they brought their lived experiences to that fictional world and how they made their lived experiences part of telling a universal story. It's a story of married life. It's a story of jealousy, friendship, careers, parental, you know, tensions, and that applies to all of us. And these guys just happened to have Downs, but it allowed us to sort of dig in at all those levels, which I think was really important, and in a really kind of neutral and accessible environment and fun environment. We had a petting zoo for the day, didn't we?
Did have a petting zoo.
I mean, that was. In terms of the production, we were really conscious of taking Jules' lead and working really closely with BBC Sounds. But we decided, and a bit of background information to the podcast, because as Jules said, you watch that series on TV and you might think, oh, amazing, that's such a good... It's an amazing story. It's lovely to watch. It's joyous to watch. And then you find out by listening to the podcast how it all happened and what went into it and how it felt to be in front of the cameras and how it felt to be the lead actor in that series. But we were really, really conscious of making, in the making of Inside the Ralph of Katie, Ralph and Katie, to make that a really easy process for all involved as well. So we had a studio and a big area for 2 full days, and we structured it so that it felt like it was... it was accessible for everyone, and the process of production of the podcast was just as easy and joyous. And as Jules said, and Jules brought this to us, we had a petting zoo for one lunchtime, and I am terrified of snakes. And Jules helped me overcome that fear of snakes.
Hang on, sorry, I don't like to interrupt at any point. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to here. When you said there was a petting zoo, I'm thinking rabbits.
Oh,
and...
no. Well, that's what I thought too, Christian. Here. That's what I thought too, and then I was told otherwise.
Who put snakes in...
Crested dragon, was it? I can't remember the little stumpy...
Lego. Rats, yeah, Lego, the Lego dragon.
But no offence, who puts snakes in a petting zoo? It's not I'm a Celebrity. What's going...
They're friendly snakes. That's how we helped get over the phobia. Fine. They're friendly snakes. So we have one, it's a bit of my trademark. It's a real nice thing. You know, producers normally get like an ice cream van or a coffee machine. For the last few years, it came about in quite a complicated way, so I won't go into it. But I ended up inviting a petting zoo, paying for a petting zoo to come to Unit Base, so where all the vehicles park up with the facilities in when we're filming on a job in Scotland, and watching the impact of that on everybody's mental health. You know, some animals around for an hour just completely transform people's mental health for the rest of the job. So I've done it on every job since, and we had a great Manchester-based company called Little Zoo to You, and they came to set, and then I got them along to the podcast as well. And it just brings a whole different vibe to the working environment. It, you know, it really relaxes people. It's great and gets them over their phobias.
Jules, I want to work with you, Jules. Like I just do. To take it back to the podcast content a little bit, as much as I'd love to carry on talking about animals, a lot of companion podcast people, I think, will be used to, you know, programs like Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead, that have people basically forensically examine what the characters have done in the storyline. But it strikes me, Becky, that this is more than that. This is also going into the production of the television programme rather than just digging into sort of what the characters were thinking. Was that... That sounds like it was a very deliberate decision.
Yeah, definitely. And we had a real mix as well of guests that were cast and crew and the creative coach who worked with everybody. And Leon's mum was one of the guests as well, Tanya. And it just gave a real... I watched it before we recorded the podcast, and I watched it again when it went out on air. And it was a completely different programme for me to watch the second time. And I'm not just saying that because we made the podcast. But you know, when Tanya speaks in the podcast about when she had Leon, and she tells the story of what the doctor said to her and how she felt, and she was interviewed for the show as well, for the TV show, as they were writing the TV show. And you hear her words repeated by Katie's mum in the show. So to watch that for a second time and kind of know the background of, you know, those words have come from Leon's mum. That's how they came to be. It really does just give it just a little bit extra when you watch it.
Yeah, and also, you know, we... Jordan Hogg, who's the director of the series, was a guest in episode 4 or 5. Sorry, I can't remember exactly which one. But I found that such a fascinating podcast episode because he talked about how easy it is and how little needs to happen in order to make a whole set and a whole production accessible and inclusive.
I mean, I've been in the industry, professionally 14 years. I've never come across another disabled director. And I've only come across very few disabled crew. And going on to this, I did a chat with Jules, the producer, and said, look, we've got to change the world. And that's been our mantra from day one. Nearly every day I've said, we're changing the world, we're going to do it. And we had to put a few adjustments in place. But there's nothing major. Mm. That's the thing, it doesn't cost anything. All it costs is the will to do it.
It was a massive takeaway moment for me because you watch the TV show and then you listen to him and talk about the reality of making that TV show happen alongside Jules. And you think, all TV shows could be like this. Mm. You know, we could be working in a sector which is open and inclusive and much more accessible than it currently is. And so I think there are so many takeaway moments, both from the podcast and like Becky says, you can watch it before and then listen to the podcast and rewatch the TV show, and you get, for me anyway, you get a lot more from it because you know how it's come to be.
And I will open my final question to the floor. Having been through this experience, and we've discussed the reasons that this podcast exists and what it does to enhance the TV programme, what would you guys say for people thinking of any future media production, be it a film, be it a TV series, that actually a podcast might be good alongside it? What would you say is the key to a good companion podcast?
I mean, as a visual story maker, I'd say it would probably vary for each project, but I think it's using it as a different format and a different medium for getting below the surface. It's like show a different side of the story, and that can be, it can vary for every different project. It could completely change. So I would just say, what, you know, radio gives everybody a voice, and I think it gives a chance to voice something different about your visual project, and I think that's a really valuable tool. I think it's important to say for Audio Always and for BBC Sounds about how open-minded they were to this whole process, and we only get a step further towards inclusivity if people are willing to open the door, and then possibly put a ramp on it, and then possibly help somebody who's neurodiverse to see where the door is. And, you know, there's so many different things, but the important thing is people opening their minds. And I think, you know, a big round of applause from me to these guys for really wanting to learn and hopefully taking some of that forward.
Can I just follow up on that? Because I think that's such an important point. Thank you for making it, Jules, because I'm not afraid to say that I was afraid going into this project, but I like being afraid as a producer and an exec. And I was unafraid to ask questions. And I think that there might be lots of people in the industry that maybe feel like they should shy away from projects that scare them. But because of how Jules and BBC Sounds opened the doors and said, OK, ask questions now, get this right. Let's talk about the language that we use. Let's talk about the way that we're going to work. Let's talk about all of these things and make this a great project. That was the big learning. And I just think that a lot more people could go into productions like that if we can all say that we're afraid, but say, OK, I'm going to ask some questions and we're going to get through it and we're going to make a really great project because of that.
I really did enjoy that chat. I think the major thing I took from it was that if you're going to do a companion pod, have a proper think about the reasons why you're going to do it. And of course, there's so much to get into with that particular TV show. It just all fits together so perfectly. So Ralph and Katie is available to watch now on BBC iPlayer, and Inside the World of Ralph and Katie from Audio Always is on BBC Sounds. Just finally, some housekeeping for me. At the end of last week's episode, I promised you an interview with Nick Grimshaw this week. I lied to you, and for that, I'm sorry. This is a change to your advertised listings. And next week, you can hear Grimmy chatting to Ariel Free about life after Radio 1. I promise you, it is worth waiting for. I look forward to chatting to you then. Have a great week. Bye for now.